Why do our lives feel harder than we believe they're supposed to feel? Why do we have these deep callings towards something beautiful, magical, meaningful in our lives, and then why does it seem so hard to reach? Why does it seem like it never comes to us, even when we know somewhere deep inside it's what we're meant for? If it's our sole purpose, if it's what we're meant for, then shouldn't it feel easier? Shouldn't it be easier to call it in, to manifest it, to have the things we feel so deeply down to our bones drawn to? The answer is yes. And after 37 years of trying to just do things right, take the right steps, follow the path I thought would eventually bring me what I knew I was meant for, and it not working at all, I had a sudden spiritual awakening. And then I knew why it hasn't been working the way we've been doing things. The reason why is exactly what I talk about in this podcast and exactly what I teach my clients how to find. Ancient alchemy, cosmic wisdom, and real-world teachings for women who know they're meant for so much more. I'm Heather Allison, and this is The Golden Path. Welcome home. Hello, my loves. It's been a little while. I'm really excited about this episode. I've had this idea kind of floating around in my consciousness for a while, getting nudges from my soul to do this, and as per usual, I tend to drag my heels a little bit or throw little human tantrums and kind of fight with some of the guidance that I get when it feels a little edgy for me. And this feels a little edgy for me, welcoming you in to take a seat inside of some of my coaching calls. So this came about because I invited women to apply for a special free coaching container, where they would get to come have free coaching sessions with me for 3 months in exchange for me being able to share this content with you. And I love what came up in this first call. Whether you've been trying to launch a business, get started in a business, or if you've been trying to grow your business, right? Like you've been perhaps like plateauing in your income or in the growth that you've been desiring to have, or even if you just feel like you're trying to figure out how to follow your soul calling and you're not sure how to start taking steps in that direction, or you're kind of a little over attached to how it's supposed to look, I feel like this call, this topic, and everything that came through in our conversation is so perfect. It's almost like a tiny little micro course for helping you get unstuck and for creating some movement and momentum again, and for the energetics and the mindset, especially behind how to go about that without creating more narrowing energy, more constrictive energy, more energy that's actually going to keep you stuck and not growing, not scaling the way that you want to be. So have a listen, enjoy. I hope you like this series. And if you end up loving these, this little experiment, then I may end up continuing to do them. So leave me some comments. Let me know how it resonates for you. Let me know what you're taking away. Let me know if you'd like me to keep doing them, and enjoy. Sending you so much love. So fill me in, my love. What's in your space?
Okay. So I feel like right now, and like recently, I've just been feeling like utterly exhausted. just like exhausted with life in general. Mm-hmm. And feeling like this has been coming up over the weekend. Just feeling like this like dream that I have is just like too big because it feels so stalled. Mm. That time kind of goes on and I look back and I'm like, okay, well, a year ago I was kind of in this same sort of place. And yeah, it just feels like tiring in my body and like tension and icky. And some underlying of like kind of pissed off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, definitely like a little bit of self-worth coming up and stuff like that. Recently, I like dived back into dating, and I got a new job, which I left my previous job because my boss and I were really not getting along, and I mm-hmm. just recognized it as like this, like it wasn't healthy for me. And so I had a whole thing around that because I had only been there 6 months and I felt really guilty about it. and leaving, and I took this new job, and between the time when I signed and said I would take the job and when I actually started, they implemented some mandates and policies that kind of go against my personal values and feelings, and I'm not really sure where I'm sitting with that, so I'm kind of carrying that right now. And yeah, it's just a lot of like heaviness, and then kind of just feeling alone in supporting myself, and this kind of feeling that I keep trying to go in this direction, and all I keep getting are kind of these little like obstacles. But then I'm not really sure like what other direction to go at this moment.
Got it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, and I feel that what the fuck too. Especially because, like, you can feel like when you're feeling called in a direction, when you feel like you're trying to take steps in service of a calling or something that you're feeling kind of call you. It's like, okay, but I'm doing it, so why isn't it happening? What's going on here? Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm just like, okay, I don't know what you want me, what I should be doing. So like, show me how to where I'm supposed to be, because this is really tiring. Onboarding to jobs is a very like exhausting process in itself, and I don't want to keep doing it.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're supposed to be doing something other than working for someone else?
Yes. Like I, and that's part of like the dream life of like doing something on my own, even if it's like small and sustainable to like support myself and my life that I have now. So yeah, like I don't feel like I should be working for someone else, but I don't have like a concrete of how to step forward into like what that looks like. And I feel like I've been trying to kind of do that. And on that front, I continually get met with, they're not really failures, but like nothing really sticks. It's like I'm throwing spaghetti at the wall, kind of, and like it's just sliding down, and there's not like much traction there. So then I get discouraged and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. I'll just go back over here. I keep trying to do this thing then in the meantime because I have bills. I am the only one that supports myself. I don't have like another being in my life to be like, hey, can you cover, help me cover this because I want to do this.
Totally get it. Okay, so this is so good. There's a few things I'm feeling already. So the first one is, and this has been in my experience as well, in various different ways, not necessarily the same exact experience, but I've both experienced this and I've seen it over and over again in my clients where I don't believe, first of all, I don't believe we're tested so much as we are given an opportunity to show what we've learned. I feel like it's more like we're given thesis opportunities, if that makes sense. And this can be one of those places where when you know that there's a calling, when you know you're supposed to be kind of an entrepreneur offering something to the world and not working for somebody else, and you try it and you have that experience of like you just said, like throwing spaghetti at the wall, nothing is sticking, doesn't feel like it's working, so I'm going to go back over here. Those moments are, well, that's funny to use your own language, are the sticking moments, meaning it's kind of, this is how my cosmic team delivered this to me once. It's very direct, kind of blunt language that they gave me. They were like, look how quickly you get taken out. Like, look how quickly you get taken out and go, okay, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll go over here instead. So for me, a lot of times, what, and no matter like what that is, whether it's just like, you know, starting the business or you're plugging along in the business and then you have a failed launch or something, or like it can show up in any way, but they're the places where we go, oh, okay, no. And it's like, it's the abandonment place, if that makes sense. Like, how quickly are we willing to abandon what we actually feel like we're being called into and thinking that, like, well, I'll just go over here instead. Now, I know that it's not like I don't want you to be starving and not able to pay your bills and everything like that. So it's not about just doing that and like while it's still being built and not having an income, not having a job or something like that. But mm-hmm. those places where we have these kind of the moments where we get to show off and say like, this is how devoted I am to this. This is how committed I am to this. This is how sure I am of this calling. This is how much I'm willing to stand for what I know I'm being called into and not kind of be taken out by the things that happen. It asks for a little bit of creativity. It asks for a little bit of both. It asks for a little bit like, and there's no one way of doing that. Like maybe it's a part-time job and then working on your business, or maybe it's a contract job that you take for 6 months, or maybe it's, do you know what I mean? There's so many different ways that you could, maybe it is just having a job and then working on your business, but deciding that the difference is deciding that they're not actually showing you that it's not working. It's just opportunities for you to hold your power and hold your calling and hold your certainty of it a bit more. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely like see that pattern when I look at it of like each time I've kind of done something and then I get excited about it. And then maybe it doesn't turn out like exactly how I made this thing in my head of how mm-hmm. it would. And then I feel like totally defeated by it. And I'm like, well, that was completely wrong. And just like jump to that conclusion instead of stepping back and like having a look at it and really like feeling into it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this... those thesis moments, I don't even know. I feel like I need a better name for them, but those thesis moments are really this kind of like, can you find a way through that's still in your power, that still claims certainty of what you know you're being called into? These are the places where we wobble, right? These are the places where we're like, I feel like this is what I'm being called into. I have this certainty about it, but then we show up to the tape. We show up to the game. We show up to the co-creational like table with the universe going like, okay, I decided I'm going to do this. You do the rest. You know what I mean? Rather than holding that certainty and keeping it with us every step of the way, no matter what we're seeing, it's like those moments for me are our conditioning, right? It's like the building the muscles that we need to kind of go the long haul. And so the little, like, you know, the little blips, the little hurdles are just there for us to kind of go, oh no, actually I'm still going in that direction. And we'll just see how I need to get creative in order to go there. What comes to you around that?
Just being more open to like how I can be creative to get there. And like, allowing myself the space to get out of my head and stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And being okay with it, I guess. Because I think a lot of the time, like, I kind of start to panic a little. And I do definitely, like you said, like, show up and I'm like, here, I'm going to do this thing. And then I'm kind of like, okay, now bring me the rest of it. Mm-hmm. And finding that balance of like how much I have to like put in to be able to like get there.
Yeah. It's like a relationship, right? It's like your partner isn't going to feel good if you're not super committed. If it's like the first sign of a hiccup, the first sign of an argument, and you're like, actually, no. Do you know what I mean? It's like, there's a commitment. The energetics is of a commitment to being made to this co-creational relationship, right? With your soul, with the universe, with whatever you want to call it. And it's like, are you in? Are you in for the ride? Are you in for the relationship, the ups and downs of the relationship, or are you kind of looking for the first reason why it's not going to work, you know?
Yeah. I don't do that ever. Yes, I do. All the time. I see how this like weaves through. It's actually kind of funny because I did just go out with someone a couple times and then I didn't hear from them. This is totally like an outer reflection because I didn't hear from them. And then I sent them a message and I was like, hey, like, thanks so much, but I haven't heard from you. So I'm just gonna like leave this. It feels like you're not really interested. And they came back to me and said the same thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a wow, yeah, what a reflection. Oh my goodness.
And when that happened, I did stop and I was kind of like, okay, well, how did I like possibly do that? And like, how was I showing up? And I guess I was kind of showing up in a way where I was like, I want this man to like show me he's interested. Like, I don't want to just be chasing. And I think maybe I'm probably a bit too passive. And then that weaves through like all of my life. Yeah. That's really weird. It's really interesting.
Yeah, patterns, aren't they funny how they this is why I love archetypal work, because it's like the patterns show up everywhere. You know, the patterns show up so many different parts of our lives, so many different aspects.
Yeah, to that. Damn it.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
and so what's
that
that?
like I was gonna say that like same energy. I can see how like my energy in that scenario, and then tracing it back to like how I show up in the other ways in my life. How do I stop doing this then?
This is where it's like a cocktail of energetics, a cocktail of energies that we hold. One of them is a consistent intention, right? Where I'm just kind of thinking about your business again, but this is there are slightly different energetics when it comes to like relationships with other people, but a lot of them are the same. But it's like a consistency of intention, which is you're calling this business that feels like it wants to come through you, your soul calling, any kind of soul calling, whether it's even like a relationship or anything, is a direction. It's not a destination. And so holding the intention that it is, I'm going to move in this direction no matter what. I'm going to keep choosing in this direction no matter what. And that doesn't mean it's like forcing ourselves and pushing ourselves and it has to be hard or like, you know, just rolling over and taking it like what doesn't feel good or anything like that. But it's like kind of what we talked about a second ago. It's like, can you let yourself get creative? Can you let yourself get creative to find what the through way is? Do you know? Oh, it's like, so it's like being a river, basically, right? Like you're gonna bump up against rocks. Sometimes they're gonna be massive ones, sometimes they're gonna be little ones, and your job is to find the easiest way through, but to keep going in the same direction. Does that make sense? And the other at least one of the other energies, anyway, these are the two that are coming to me most right now, is openness for what it wants to look like. And what I mean by that is like, you know, what if what you're considering to be a quote unquote failed attempt or a roadblock or an obstacle or a challenge or what have you, or things that you're defi are interpreting as a no, basically, from the universe, is just a part of the process. What if it's actually part of what is meant to unfold in the creation of what you're here to create, if that makes sense? And like, how do things change when you look at them that way? Right? What are you hearing that so far?
Think the big one is definitely like the direction, not the destination. I'm very much focused on the destination, like that end point, and how do I get there, and what do I need to fix and change and adjust and modify to make it there.
Yeah, like where is there?
I
What
don't
even
know.
is that? Because you know that when you get there's going to be another there somewhere, right? So
So
can
just
you
a
just
constant chase that I'm doing. And I think I've realized this a little bit with my job, which I did need to leave. I'm not gonna say like I didn't need to leave it because I did. And I sat with it for really quite some time, 2 months of like, was this the thing to do? And yes. But that like now I'm in the next one and I'm kind of like, okay, well, what is next? Like, there's something here that isn't good. What is next? What is next?
Yeah. You know, this is actually coming up with another of my clients in Golden Goddess right now. It's something that happened to me. Now, this isn't necessarily what's going on with you, but it is definitely a pattern I've seen before and experienced before, which is sometimes we're given steps, like next steps to be in that aren't perfect. Actually, two of my clients just are going through this. This is funny. That aren't perfect for us because we're not meant to get comfortable there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I thought, because I did the same thing. I jumped around from job to job because I was like toxic job and then just like, yeah, draining like all the things that were terrible about these jobs that I had, you know, probably 5 or 6 years ago or so. And I thought I finally found like my ideal job. It was a startup. It had everything that I'd ever been doing in all my other jobs that I loved, like including photography. And I was like, oh my God, it's the best. And I loved it for the first month. I was kind of like, what, for the second month. And then the third month, I was like, I fucking hate this. And I got laid off at the end of the third month because they were kind of feeling the same way about me. No, they didn't hate me, but I wasn't the right fit for them either. And oh my God, that was so hard for my ego. I was like, what? Nobody's ever said that. But anyway, that's the job that I had. I literally got to collect unemployment. I had already, probably 5 months before I got laid off, I had signed up for a coach training program. Mm-hmm. And not to be a coach just because I wanted the information, just because I wanted to like shift things in my love life. And I got laid off from that job the day before that training started. And so it was literally the job that I had that allowed me to collect unemployment so that I could train and I started my business. But the point being, sometimes we're given situations, jobs, relationships, doesn't matter what it is, not because it's the right thing, but because it's the bridge. It's the right step on the way to something else. Meaning like it's not meant to be comfortable. It's not meant to be perfect. It's not meant to be where we land because we're not meant to land there. We're not meant to stay there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think that's what I came to the conclusion of at my last place, is that I really was like, okay, I'm here. I've gone through like this whole process of dealing with this boss that just talks down to me and belittles me and is not listening when I'm asking for what I need to be successful. Mm-hmm. And very unclear. And I just, yeah, came to that same type of thing where I was like, this is a stepping stone and I got to gain what I learned here. Mm-hmm. And like take that with me. And then I guess it's just disheartening in a sense, to like kind of confront that again. Mm. Even though like I know this is a step, it's still like I don't know how to take out like that bit of like disheartening at it, or I guess a little bit of like shame and guilt around, okay, well, what if I'm here for only 3 months and then I move on and I leave here? Mm-hmm. Which I see is like just a conditioning that like is the, that looks good on your resume, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What if you just decided that no matter where it is that you go, no matter what your job path looks like, that literally everything that you do is a support system for where you're going, a support system for stepping farther and farther and farther into the direction of your calling. Can you start looking at everything as that support system? Not to be, you know, we don't want you showing up to jobs kind of like half-assed either and just going like, yeah, I'm not meant to be here, so I'm not really going to do any work here. I mean, you can, but no. That's not really what we're going for. Can you change like even the reasoning for why you're taking a job in the first place? It's just so that you can make it easier for yourself to take steps in the direction of your calling. That's really That's really why you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
So then there's no need for it to be perfect, for any of these things to be quote unquote perfect, because you don't want to stay there anyway. You're not meant to stay there anyway.
Yeah. I think I get caught up still because it is like, it's a thing I've been doing for a while. It's not a thing that I don't hate doing the design work. Like, I really like it, in that aspect. But yeah, it's reframing it into that way. It actually already feels like I like release a lot of the pressure around it, like the pressure to perform and have to like get the next step, like in that thing where it kind of feels like permission to just show up and do the job in like the best way that I can and be okay with that. And when it's like done time, just put it on the shelf and then go invest and focus in like where I'm going. Yeah. I get a little stuck sometimes on continuing the path of where I'm going, and that I run out of energy at the end of a day, and then I kind of start to beat myself up a little bit about like not spending the time doing that stuff.
Yeah, that's good. In fact, there was something else I was going to bring up earlier, because this feels tied to it, that what I was going to bring up a minute ago or a little earlier on our call. So because I heard you say that you're also kind of like, I'm not even entirely sure what I'm kind of supposed to be creating. Oh, that's what it was. You said your dream is too big. It feels like it might be too big because it's feeling stalled. And when I hear that, because it does come up, it's like, but it's so big, how do we even start? Where do we even go? How do we even make movement in this? And then also what you just said, which is like, I don't have the energy to work on this. I don't have, I feel like I don't have the energy to kind of put into this because I'm tired at the end of the day. They feel related to me because both of those feel connected to a part of us that believes that we're supposed to be taking massive steps forward, or that can feel like the bigness of the calling, and that thinks that our part of that needs to be matching the bigness, if that makes sense. It certainly can, but there's also something I always, you'll hear me say a thousand times, it's like movement begets movement. And so if you can focus on just the step that you know is right here, the little step, the baby step that you know is right here, the one that feels the most aligned, the thing that you can find that is like, oh, I can take that step towards that calling. Oh, that I can do. Just take those. And when you take those with, again, there's that intention energy that's really important. You can take each of those going like, I know that every step I'm taking is getting me closer, and throw away the measuring tape, throw away the ruler that says, but it's not big enough, it's not enough. Because the more you do that, the more you're actually limiting the power of those little baby steps that you're taking in the first place, if that makes sense. So if you can just let yourself start by taking any steps, and be in devotion to the any steps, and let it unfold for you and with you and through you and around you, like that's where you let the universe meet you. That's where you let your soul start orchestrating for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that feels good.
Are you hearing that?
To not let my big picture thinking take over, and when it does, just breathe and just allow myself in whatever way I feel called, whether it's a journal or post-its or whatever, figure out or feel into like what one piece I can do is, whether it's a video, a post, or studying even, like just going through some piece of it.
And find the version of like, what is something that you could do that is an any step. Just call it that. Find the any step. What is a version of an any step that you can take toward the calling that you can even do when you're tired? Maybe it's like journaling, maybe it's brainstorming an idea of something that you would want to bring into material, that you want to create, that you want to have crystallized, that you want to offer at some point.
I didn't actually think of like just sitting and brainstorming, because that feels like brain power, but I feel also it comes from deeper than that.
Yeah. Especially when you let yourself show up to that journaling and brainstorming, not from a place of, I have to get this right this time while I'm doing this, because that's not what we're going for. Like, okay, so when I created, when Golden Goddess was coming through the very first time, in fact, I'm in the process of doing this now too, because Golden Goddess is evolving again for next year. Oh, she puts me through my paces. I remember I was on my meditation mat for months on end, and I would journal, and like I had these huge pads of paper or like big post-it notes, and I would brainstorm like, okay, maybe it looks like this. And then the next like 2 days later, I'd be like, maybe it looks like this. And they were different all the time. And it wasn't like I was sitting down going, maybe is this the order? Is this the perfect curriculum? Is this the thing that is this what we're doing? It's that I was letting myself kind of be in creation mode every time I was visiting it, you know, every time I was sitting down with it and seeing like, maybe it's this, and like really letting myself kind of show up to it as like a blank canvas. Not to have the masterpiece happen and like go, oh, it's not it. Like, why, you know, and get like pressure about it and feel bad about myself because of it. Because every single time I sat down to do that, more would evolve. Something else would clarify. Something else would crystallize, and more became clear for me. Does that make sense? So it's like, can you show up to it with this? I mean, I just love how everything we're talking about has the same exact theme. This like openness to explore, get curious, to like receive and see what's here, and to be with what wants to be here and how it wants to be here, and that intention to continue, that intention to be in devotion to the direction itself over and over and over again.
Yeah, which I definitely don't approach it that way. And I haven't approached it that way really. I always approach it from the perspective of like I need to have something concrete. I need to have this outline. I need to have all these pieces in order and exactly what it is, instead of letting the small things just kind of come through and compiling them and letting them evolve. Because maybe I think I don't know when the end will be.
Yeah,
Well,
that's that get there energy
yeah.
again though, right? Like I said, there's always going to be another there. So can you just remove that altogether? This is not, we don't, this whole life thing is not a series of milestones. We can celebrate milestones, but the more we focus on like, oh, I gotta get there, and I gotta get to that end, you know, like that deadline and that end point, and that just keeps us on the hamster wheel. If you can allow for, I mean, look at how many years have I been doing Golden Goddess now? 5, and she's still evolving. We're not done. I'm not there yet. I'm not, do you know what I mean? She's always bringing something new through, and I get to, it is uncomfortable, but this is part of unlearning all of this like over masculinized, wounded masculine bullshit, and coming back into the feminine. Like, we get to be constantly learning, because there is always more. There's always more. It is infinite. The mystery is infinite. The quantum realm is infinite. The universe is infinite. Possibility is infinite. The less we can hold on to and grab for that one thing, the more we're actually in the same energetics as the quantum realm, as miracle, as the universe, so that we're moving with it and creating with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just let go. Take my strong grip off of all of the things.
Stop pretending there's a what do you call that in a race? A finish line. Stop pretending there's a finish line, because there isn't one.
Yeah.
Be in the moment of creation. Be in the moment of creation. That wanted to come through twice. That's interesting. What are you hearing in all this?
Oh, that I need to just be a little more okay with not having it all figured out. And I guess just like cultivating a little bit more of like the patience for that.
Actually, no, because it's not about, because patience again implies that there's an end, that there's something you're getting to, right? Oh, isn't it sneaky how we do this to ourselves? Right?
I don't like that.
I know.
Wait, because everyone always tells me I'm such an impatient person.
What if it's just presence instead? Patience and impatience are two opposites of measurement, of a particular kind of measurement that says there's somewhere we have to get to.
Whether we get there fast or we get there slow.
It's not even a get there because there's no there.
But that's what the patience and impatience.
Right, yeah. It's still founded on a construct of that there's a there to get to. There's not a there to get to.
Ugh.
I know.
So I just get to say, like, that is untrue. I am neither of those.
Yeah.
Whoa. I've been holding this, like, I have to work on being a more patient person. I actually have a sticky on my computer right now that legitimately says, how deep does your impatience run? I'm going to rip that off right now, and I'm going to crumple it up, and I'm going to throw it away.
I think your new post-it note says, because this is maybe why it came through twice, be in the moment of creation.
Yeah.
Capital I, capital N. In the moment.
Yeah, I'm going to make a new one. Whoa. Okay.
I love the whoa moments.
I feel really grounded right now.
Good.
All of a sudden, I just like thunked on a time and I'm just here. And also a part of me that's like, I don't have to like fix anything about me right now.
Exactly. Amazing. Oh. Welcome. This is exactly where we are. Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Oh, take a nice deep breath. Anchor some of this in. This is like some new stuff that's coming into your cells, coming into your bones, realizations. Just like foundation shifted there. We just changed the floor under your feet, right?
Yeah.
So many different ways that we hold ourselves in constructs like these. And when we start to see them, we're like, oh. Good. All right, my love. I'll talk to you again soon.